With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. A new study says it's possible to rebuild a historic creek that once flowed through Butte, which was destroyed by decades of mining. But it won't be easy and it won't come cheap. Nora Sachs has more.
2 years ago, the Environmental Protection Agency claimed that the cleanup being negotiated in Butte's final Superfund deal won't prevent a local activist group's vision of a free-flowing first mile of Silverbow Creek in the center of town. But Northy Trethaway, a spokesperson for the Restore Creek Coalition, says that claim wasn't enough.
We were very elated, but as everyone knows, you can't just go on what is said, you have to get a confirmation.
The coalition asked the Superfund parties for hard proof and a clear answer to the question,
can we get a creek by combining remediation, restoration somehow or another here so that we can have a creek as we move forward?
With grant funding from the federal government, ROCC hired an environmental consulting firm to study whether a rebuilt creek will fit with the extensive mine waste cleanup, water treatment systems, and 120-acre park slated for the Urban Creek Corridor. In front of a packed room at Montana Tech on Tuesday night, consultants with Water and Environmental Technologies unveiled the results. Project manager Elizabeth Erickson said decisively, yes, a creek is feasible, but it won't be easy. One fundamental engineering challenge is that the Upper Silverbow Creek Corridor sits in a really flat valley.
As you look at these numbers, you see that we're not even at 1% slope coming down through here.
That's important because the activists want the creek designed to be gravity-fed as much as possible, which is hard with so little change in elevation. The environmental consultants evaluated several possible routes for the creek and determined the path of least resistance would start at the edge of the active open pit mine on the east side of town, flow past the Civic Center, and end about 1 mile west at Blacktail Creek. No matter where Silverbow Creek is built, it would have to navigate major street crossings, urban infrastructure, and private property. And it would have to be lined. Erickson said that's because
we know that there's contaminated groundwater in the corridor, and so that lining actually, in some places, keeps the water in the creek, but also keeps the clean water in the creek disconnected from the contaminated groundwater beneath.
Erickson estimates the creek would cost between $9 and $15 million to construct and about $10,000 a year to operate and maintain. That cost could come down if the Superfund cleanup incorporates the creek design. The state of Montana has said that money will be set aside in Butte's pending Superfund deal for amenities like the creek, but how much might be dedicated to the creek project is unknown. The study of creating a man-made creek also didn't identify where its water flow would come from. About 90 people showed up to Tuesday's meeting, many hopeful that the dream of a creek could be getting closer to reality now that there's a conceptual plan on paper. But Butte resident Ed Banderob suggested that the ongoing debate over the creek has distracted the community from more pressing issues.
But it takes away the focus from what we should be looking at. We've got 140 years of mine waste, and we've got an active mine, and every study should be including what can we do to minimize human exposure to the heavy metal contaminants.
Members of the Restore Creek Coalition say now that they have proof that building the creek they want is compatible with the cleanup, they'll be paying close attention to the details of Butte's forthcoming Superfund deal when its contents are made public. In Butte, I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.